The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, if you're into baking or if you have a sweet tooth, you will really like our next item, because I have in my hot little hand a beautifully bound hardback book, lovely coffee table book, and it's called Bakes and Wee Treats. You can see there, obviously, the Ulster connotation there. And I'm joined in the studio by the author of the book, Johnny Murphy, who some of you will know as a former rugby player. He played for Ulster. I think he played for his local club in Ulster and then for the province, and then played for Connacht. He was a hooker, number two. But after his rugby days were over, he was in Galway and he set up a bakery business. And now he's a legend on social media. You're most welcome to the PK show.
Thank you very much.
Let's talk a little bit about your backstory. The rugby, give me your greatest hits in rugby.
Greatest hits. I probably didn't reach the heights that I would have dreamt of, but I played for my local club, Bambridge. Came through the Ulster Academy and was in the senior squad for a few years, and then over in England for a year at Rotherham, and then landed myself in Galway. So, and played there for four seasons, and then unfortunately had to retire. And
did you get an injury?
Yeah, I was having a few issues with concussion and saw a specialist over in Birmingham and got the news, well, his advice to retire.
So at what age was that?
I was 31. In around that.
Okay. So it is a real problem for any former rugby player, what to do next. What was in your head?
Oh, to be honest, I probably didn't address it in the moment. You know, I had my studies and stuff behind me and I'd always baked a bit, and my teammates always said we had a coffee morning for the hospice in Galway, and I made a few things and not so many words said you didn't make those, and it became a thing where I made stuff on our tough train days for the coffee room, and I always said you should give this a go when you finish. So gave it a rattle in Galway for about a year and a half. And
you set up your own bakery business,
yeah,
with a retail outlet attached to it, or
basically
what?
Basically, I was supplying coffee shops in around Galway, and then eventually just couldn't grow it anymore myself, so made the move back home, back up north.
So you're back near to Bambridge?
Yeah, just outside Bambridge.
Okay. So the origins of all this can be attributed to your granny?
Yeah.
Tell me.
When I was younger, my nanny and granda would have looked after me and my little sister Emma, and if I wasn't in the garage getting in the way, I was in the kitchen, you know, making jams and breads and cakes, and sort of just carried that on. Was always making a bit for my mates' birthdays and things, and then I just gave it a go, and I'm glad I did. It's sort of spiraled ever since.
Tell me about your nanny.
Oh no, she's very special now to me. I think we all have those relationships with our grandparents, and I'm sort of blessed, you know, lived away for about 9-10 years, and anytime I was home I was always up there. But like the past year, they live 500 metres up the road, you know, every morning I go for a walk with my granda and I'm up there, and she's been very helpful, and you know, it all, I would have been asking for the old recipe, family recipe, and she showed me it, and you know, it's just been very special.
Now, the book has 100 specific and it's beautifully illustrated with lovely photographs, mouth-watering. So it's everything from cakes to breads to meringues to buns to tiramisu, all sorts of celebration, tarts and pies and so on. Is it trial and error? Where did you refine these recipes and getting all the quantities right and all the...
Initially, I had the little Instagram page to sell more buns. My wee sister was like, oh, you should do recipe videos to get a bit more traction. And it sort of just snowballed. I was trying to put a wee recipe up most days. And that's sort of where it all kicked off from. But just trial and error. And like, we have so many family recipes, you know, stored away. You just, even like family friends, be like, oh, try this, try that. And you just build them up. And like, my nanny would have recipes from her mum still. And
okay, well, we come back to some of the specifics. You also tell us how to make a proper cup of tea.
Yeah, my mates would know, like, I'd be fond of a cup of tea. And I was actually in one of the shoot days, Lou Kenny, or one of the home ex, was like, oh, you make a very good cup of tea. I was like, oh, thank you. And it sort of, she's like, you should put something in the book. So it just happened, like, put it in, how to make the perfect cup of tea. And
but surely stuck. Just throw a few tea bags in the cup and away you go with hot water.
If you... There's an art to it, I'd say. No.
Go on.
Well, it depends if you're doing it in a pot or if you're doing it in a mug now.
Okay, we'll go for the mug because, you know, they don't have teapots here in Newstalk.
No, I just tea bag in, let it sit for a couple of minutes with boiling water and give it a good few squeezes and stir. And you want it strong. You know, I think some people just dip the bag in and it's just not the same.
And not coffee at all, because there's so many different coffee options now, coffee industry.
Oh, I love coffee, but I'd say I think you can have a cup of tea any time of the day, and it's that thing, you know, if you're stressed or if there's something going on, it always seems to slow things down or solve things.
So also an interesting part of your backstory is that you've had mental health issues and you've been quite open about it. Tell us, was it depression? Have you got it back on an even keel now? Did you go through a particular crisis point?
I think it probably stems from when I was really young, you know, didn't know what it was and struggled for about 10 years and eventually like got help when I was in sort of my mid-teens. And at that point I thought, oh, that's it solved, but quickly learned that that's not how it goes. You know, I had a really bad injury, put me out for about a year and a half, and that sort of knocked me and sort of threw me into a spiral, and then obviously got help again, and just sort of big life events just threw me. And I've learned that.
And would you say it was clinical depression, or is it schizophrenia? Or
No. When I was younger,
it's actually something that's quite treatable.
Yeah, when I was younger, it would have been like OCD, anxiety, depression, that type of thing. And it just sort of, I'd have wee triggers, or obviously if like retiring, you know, threw me, and I like got help from a psychologist and stuff. And he would have said, like, in, you know, 2 years' time, you'll look back and you'd be like, what the flip was going on?
Yeah.
And it's sort of, you know, I think no one wants to have that problem or those struggles in life, but I've created a toolbox. I know how to cope with it.
Sure.
And it's something you live with. It's not something you just, you know, cure. It's not like a cold.
It's not what happens. It's your reaction to what happens and self-awareness and all that good stuff. Yeah.
Address it in the moment. You know, I probably hid it for a long time and drove it down. And I've learned now that you do that, it's only 10 times worse when you do come.
Okay.
Come to
now, I would be expecting, if you were to eat all these beautiful delectations, that you'd be 15, 20 stone. but you're actually very slim and you're actually very young. So just, and I find with all these books and things on social media and with podcasts, it's actually quite hard to monetize it. So what does Johnny Murphy's 10-year plan look like?
I had a plan. Move home, supply coffee shops, and that quickly changed and got the opportunity.
What was the problem with that?
The social media site sort of snowballed and agents and brands were reaching out, and luckily I signed with a great agency, and my agent Lynn been very helpful, and I was doing a
lot. And that is that, like, you'd have a margarine or a sugar or a flour or whatever that you'd be a brand ambassador for? Is that the business
sort
model?
Of, yeah, like I was doing an ebook with all our family recipes, and Lynn, it's like, oh, you should do a hardback. And in my head, I was like, who on earth is going to want a hardback book for myself? And lo and behold, 2 weeks later, I was over in London in a meeting with Ebury and Penguin, and now there's a book there. So it's a bit crazy how quickly it's all happened, but couldn't be more thankful.
So what's your website?
Social media. The Hungry Hooker. So
The Hungry, if you Google that.
Yeah.
And the book is available. It's published by Penguin Avery, as you said. It's available now. Makes a great present for someone who's into Mary Berry and the Bake-Off whole culture.
Yeah.
It's an absolutely beautiful book, and it's well displayed. And it's a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah,
and we wish you every future success. There you have it. The Hungry Hooker, with his new book, Bakes and Wee Treats, and probably is the first of many, 100 recipes from Johnny and his nanny's Irish kitchen to you. Thank you for joining us on the PK Show. Now
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.